Now, as a brother in the beginning of this meeting, he has remarked the way Daniel prayed after 70 years to bring them out of captivity, and he gets this prophecy. There are 70 weeks determined for their transgression to be finished. Now, the brother has said that as that they have to go through this 70 weeks of trouble. But should we remark here that they're not meriting anything by going through this God's discipline? They're not meriting anything by their by this. It's not that after the 70 weeks they have secured salvation, their sins are forgiven. It is only the unmerited favor of God as is bestowed upon us to the church and also to Israel. Should we say that? Should we observe that? It's a grace of God. Mm-hmm.
Even Daniel cast himself on God's grace in his prayer. Yes. And so only when they come to that same attitude that Daniel had here in this prayer earlier, then the Lord can come. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also good to know that it's that last week that Israel will really suffer great loss, even though they're in desolation now. But it's that last week during the tribulation when God whittles the population of Israel down to a third of a third. A remnant that finally their eyes are enlightened as to who the Messiah is. And then it says, I think in Zechariah, is it? That they shall look upon him whom they have pierced and shall mourn for him like as for an only son.
Let me read that verse in full. It's in Zechariah 12, verse 10. And you can continue, Mike. And I will pour on the house of David, and this brings in your thought, I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Mm. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. That's Zechariah 12:10. And you see, I will pour on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication.
Excuse me, I have a question. Is there any connection regarding the portion that we have been studying now with Romans, Epistle of Romans, chapter 11, verse 26? And all Israel shall be saved, means for all tribes, from all tribes will be saved, or only certain from certain tribes will be saved as a remnant.
So there are two questions. The first question is if there's a connection with Romans 11 verse 26. Can we just read that verse?
Romans 11 26, and so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
So that is at the end. That is the end result of this whole process. What is left of Israel, all Israel will then turn to the Lord. What is left? Like two-thirds will be killed in the Great Tribulation or before, and even that one-third will go through very difficult times. What is left then at the very end, that is all Israel. And all that Israel, what is left at that time, they will all be believers, they will all be saved, and then they will recognize the deliverer coming out of Zion. He will come out of heaven, but then he will stand, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, and so from there he will start to implement his rule. And in that sense, he will come out of Zion. So he comes to Zion first, and then he will go out of Zion. But this implies that everything has been fulfilled and then all Israel shall be saved. The beginning of the millennial reign, there will be only only believers of Israel. Also, the Gentiles will only be believers that start the beginning of the millennial reign. Only believers will be introduced in that reign. But your other question, can you repeat that, please?
That's clear. Because it's already said about Israel, so it is connected with Israel. So I'm clear.
Please speak up, we can hear you.
I'm very clear about that, because that portion is connected with this one, because it is already said about Israel. So it's solved.
But I think I was glad you... I think Romans 11 would point out that God has, is answering the question in verse 1, has God cast away his people? Certainly not, and so on. It just shows that there's a time where they are, God is dealing with us today, but they are sort of at the side, he's going to deal with that. But anyway, that just don't...
Is that what is meant by the gap?
Yeah, I think that's what we have been talking about for a little while, yeah.
But in meantime, what is our attitude should be towards? Because there are some that say that we should favor Israel at the present state of time. But we know that in the 70th week, the deliverance, Israel will be delivered, will be saved. In this age, in the grace, what is our attitude should be towards Israel and, the, and its people?
Now, in this context, still, some people are stressing that pray for Jerusalem. So, I don't know what we Christians should do.
I think our attitude should be
like that of Paul. I wish they would all get saved.
Yes.
No, what we mean is, should we view Israel as special than, let us say, England, or let us say, China, or let us say, Egypt? Or should we pray for all the nations?
But Brother Joe, how much we pray, I think nationally our prayer cannot stay, unless and until the time of God comes.
So we pray for all.
Yes.
But keep in mind, the Lord said to the woman at the well in Samaria, salvation is of the Jews. And so they have, nevertheless, a special role in God's ways. And we should not underestimate that. And so they have been used as a blessing, even for the nations where they have been dispersed. On the other hand, they have been used for a curse. Like Karl Marx came, was from a Jewish family. And that's just one example. And so it is terrible to see how they can be used to, as a blessing and as a curse. But as a people, we have to keep in mind, they are a special people. God has a plan for them. But we should give... no difference. We should make no difference. Everyone is on the same level as far as the gospel is concerned. The gospel needs to go out to Jew and Gentile. There is no difference there.
I know this section is coming to an end, and this is difficult. In some ways, it could be difficult. I would just try to summarize my understanding, and I'm subject to correction. Okay. Let's, in verse 24,
we have some young brothers, you know. I'm sure they can do that too.
They can summarize it. Well, somebody can summarize what they understand. I'm open to that. If somebody can say, hey, this is what I understand.
But Nate, and you have Kaka, and you know, you have Ian, and all these brothers. Bacta, Mark.
though not in detail, but then I think Roger P. Daniel just made a chart here regarding the 70 weeks of Daniel. Well, we can understand from here we can hear that one also. But, Christian youth. I was just looking at